Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kelton Tech Solutions Limited's Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter of the financial year 2026. Before we begin, I would like to mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature, and such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management beliefs and as well as assumptions made from information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decision. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and a financial quarter under review. Now, I would like to introduce you to the management participating with us today in today's earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Niranjan Chintam, Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Karanjit Singh, Chief Executive Officer, India, and Mr. Srinivas Volturi, Chief Executive Officer, US. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Niranjan Chintam, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening, everyone, or good morning. Thank you for joining our Q4 earnings call. It is also a year-ending earnings call, so we'll talk about both the numbers. I'll start off with the numbers first and then hand it over to Karanjit to talk about operational highlights and client wins. So starting with Q4, we have achieved 319 crores or close to 320 crores with EBITDA margin of 9.8% and EBITDA of 30.7 crores and a PAT of 19.5 crores. I want to caution everyone that this quarter is typically what we call a balancing quarter, where we adjust for any shortcomings, either increase or decrease in provisionings or allotments that we have done the prior quarters because this is an audited financial statement. So the numbers may not be in line with what we published last quarter or comparable, rather, not in line, comparable. And there'll be some regrouping that happens this quarter based on what the auditor suggests and how we move the numbers around to make sure that it's fully audited financial statements that we are publishing. Okay. With the EPS for this quarter is 34%. Also, there is a base effect for this 34% because of the FCCB that got fully converted from earlier to now. There's an increase in the number of shares. Hence, the price that is showing is across the new shares too. Now, coming to the full financial year, we have achieved 1,225 crores, which is about 11.4% year-on-year, EBITDA of, again, 1.8% for the whole year. And the EBITDA number is 143 crores or 144 crores close to, and 91 crores is the PAT for the whole year. The EPS is 1.79 rupee. Again, the reflection that I talked about is an increase in base of the number of shares because of the FCCB, which got fully converted into equity. Now, coming to the operational highlights, I'll hand it over to Karanjit to talk about the operational highlights as well as the client wins that we had this quarter. Karanjit, over to you.
Niranjan, and good evening, everyone. Let me first go over the client wins, and then I will get to the operational highlights. So we have had about six client wins, and I will give a little bit of details on each one of these quickly for you to get a little bit of details. So we've just signed on with a leading travel technology platform to help them with their cloud-native travel integration. This will help them basically enable seamless connectivity with multiple airlines and booking partners. And the objective is to basically enhance the real-time fare intelligence as well as omni-channel booking experience and scalability. The second one, we just signed on with for modernizing the internal financial application for a global financial transaction and payment enterprise, which will cover workflow automation, scalable platform enhancements, and intelligent process optimization. This will basically help them, apart from operational efficiency and accelerating future delivery, but to also make them ready for the AI-enabled financial operations and analytics. The third one is a major private sector bank where we are helping or working with them on an AI-powered video KYC solution. This basically helps them in automated identity verification to enable faster customer onboarding and intelligent compliance workflows and scalable digital trust capabilities. Then the other ones are around ServiceNow. So we are working with a global engineering and consulting enterprise to help them modernize financial operations through the implementation of ServiceNow accounting center capabilities. So this will help them automate their financial workflows and improve the operational visibility and also create a foundation for their AI-driven analytics and intelligent financial decision-making. The next one is a major cyber technology company where we are working with them to enhance the IT governance and infrastructure visibility, again through optimizing of their ServiceNow, optimization of the ServiceNow CMDB capabilities. The last one, we are working with a major global technology enterprise. We will be helping them modernize their enterprise workflow around ServiceNow-led IT orchestration, unified analytics around their engineering initiatives, and also something around their intelligent visitor management system. Again, this also involves basically workflow automation and AI-ready support operations that will help them with improving governance and infrastructure reliability. So these are some of the wins that we've had during the past quarter. I will quickly move to the operational highlights. So the first one is around Kelton's own Kai platform. So our Kai platform, we have spoken about it in the past. So it received the AGBA Innovation Star Rating certification at the AGIS Graham Bell Awards. These are done are backed by Meiti, and they recognized our capabilities in intelligent automation, autonomous systems, and scalable AI deployments. The next one is again around building a major travel platform. So Kelton is about to launch the AI-first B2B travel platform for Journey. And this is again a press release that we announced it. Some of you may have seen it. So this platform is an AI-first from the ground up B2B travel platform, which will help supplier connectivity, booking workflows, and pricing intelligence that will be built to modernize the whole global travel distribution system. We've also just launched the AI-enabled digital education platform for a major finance services company that will help them complete the loan life cycle from application all the way to approval to disbursement. So this is a unified digital ecosystem. And this will integrate with, obviously, various customer portals and give a seamless experience to their existing customers, as well as help with user experience and operational efficiency. The last one is around the credit ratings. So Niranjan, if you want to speak about that one.
Thank you. Thank you, Karanjit. Yes. So we have been upgraded to A- for our credit rating. And that just reflects, you know, financial stability and also reiterates, you know, that, you know, we are good for the long-term launches that we have done, as well as, you know, the cash that we have in the bank and all related activities. Okay. With that, I want to open up for questions. Steve, can you start the queue?
Yes, sir.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The first question comes from the line of Priyanka with Softel. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. This is Priyanka here. Yeah,
Okay,
I just wanted to, ask that how has Kumori performed post acquisition, and like, are you seeing the expected synergies and business growth?
Sure, thank you, Priyanka. So yes, you know, to answer your question, yes, we are seeing the growth in Kumori. Kumori being in the Kumori has given us the capability to partnership with the ServiceNow. So one of the strategies that we came up with 1 year ago was to target partnership level or growth is what, you know, that we wanted to target as the next growth phase of our capital journey. The three partnerships that we have targeted are, one is Microsoft, which is also yielding some revenue coming in, you know, last year that has, we have booked some revenue, and this year we would be increasing that revenue that we have booked last year. The other one is, you know, ServiceNow, which is what Kumori, the way we have acquired Kumori, is helping us grow. It was a small revenue base when it comes to in India for ServiceNow, but using that partnership that Kumori has brought to us, now we are targeting the U.S. geography. It's been only one quarter. I think, you know, this year is when you'd start seeing real fruits of that partnership and the acquisition that we have made for ServiceNow. The last one is, you know, we have also looked at Snowflake, one of the targets that we have taken. And Snowflake, with associated with that, we have hired a person to help us. I think, you know, we announced that earlier. Pavan Yara is helping us grow that data and AI space. Is something that, you know, we're going to start seeing that also this year. So these are three partnership-led growth that we have targeted last year, and we have implemented it now, and we should be seeing the revenues coming in for these three partnerships this year and going forward. Okay. Thank you for the question, Priyanka. Next question, Steve.
Yes, sir. The next question comes from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rahul.
So what is the target of the financial year end of the Kelton share?
Are you talking about revenue? Revenue, we are looking at, you know, 10 plus percent growth for this year is what, you know, we are looking at. you know, if everything goes our way, you know, it could be more than 10%.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Thank you, Rahul. Next question, Steve.
Oh, yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Vamsi with Genpact. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Vamsi.
So, how is the U.S. business trending? Should we expect any acquisition-led growth initiatives in the near term?
Thank you for the question, Srini. The one thing. Srini, can you take that U.S. business, how it's trending, and I'll answer that question related to acquisition.
Sure.
Yeah, so the U.S. business is growing, is showing a kind of a steady growth, not as much as we expected due to the war situation as well as AI. Though the growth might be constant, I think we are seeing some issues with our accounts receivable where they've slowed down a little bit. That is basically customers holding on to a little bit and saying how this war will impact. And we are hoping that in the 60 days, this will all subside and things will move back to normal. And the second impact on the U.S., not on the U.S. globally maybe, but more so on the U.S. side is the AI component, where it has definitely impacted customers expecting efficiencies, customers wanting to see what AI brings into the market and how they will be able to utilize it. So obviously workflow optimization, infrastructure optimization, utilization of AI in all of the areas of their business is being considered. So it's more at a planning stage for larger enterprises and small enterprises at this point. But that we have customers asking us how are you building efficiencies into your delivery to us, etc.
A couple of more points to add. We are having a lot of client inquiries when it comes to the AI or AI enablement of their core.
Yep.
What is happening is, you know, everybody is interested. We are having a lot of use cases that customer wants us to solve it. But when it comes to the signing is where it's getting stopped, which is what Srini was alluding to. The war has put some uncertainty on the economy. And because of that, at the final stages when all the contract negotiations have happened, initiating or kickstarting the project is where the delays are happening. With hopefully that announcement that, you know, Iran and U.S. have entered into or are very close to the deal, we should start seeing these starts taking off. And, you know, once a few start take off, what happens is, you know, everybody else, you know, will start looking at it and saying, okay, hey, you know, we're going to be left out if we don't do anything in the AI space, and we expect that to be happening. And people are going to start asking us for newer use cases, or new customers are going to come in. The pipeline is big when it comes to the AI-led enablement and or AI to the core, which, you know, we are very good at, and, you know, that is something that's going to take off in the next quarter or so is what the belief that we have when it comes to the U.S. markets. Now, answering the question on acquisition-led growth, yes, we are always looking for new areas that we want to penetrate, new customers that we want to acquire. In that, we are always constantly looking for something to companies to acquire that fit into the two or three strategies that we have. We'll talk about that. One is, you know, we buy a company only for its customers, geographical penetrations, and or increasing our capability in certain areas. Example is what Kumori. We acquired because, you know, we had the ServiceNow capability, but we didn't have the depth and or the partnership level that Kumori has brought to us. That's what we look at. And financial is never, by financial, I'm talking about the top line, is never a consideration when we do an acquisition. Okay. Next question, Steve.
Oh, yes, sir. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one.
Let's give it a couple more minutes. If there's now nobody in the queue, we'll finish, end the call. But you know, just looking for more questions, anything that we can answer. There's a lot of great work that we're doing. It's just that, you know, sometimes we are not doing a good job of presenting to our investors as well as to the market. We are working very hard to change that. And, you know, we're making a lot of efforts when it comes to the PR-related activities and our new product announcements that we have done. While we're waiting for the queue, probably, you know, Kanjit, can you talk about the two recent announcements that we did when it comes to the product and, you know, how it would benefit our customers, the Structi one and the Phoenix one?
Yes, sure. So, basically, there are two announcements that we have made around two products. So one is in the AI-led modernization space. So in fact, we are working with a customer to modernize a legacy ERP to a next-gen language. In fact, it is from a 3GL, a third-generation language, to a newer language like .NET. And we basically have it's a completely AI-first, AI-native approach where we have actually created our own framework, and we call it Phoenix.ai, which involves writing our own agents, which are again written on top of, apart from everything else, also leverages a lot of Claude. It's almost 80 to 90% of the code that gets converted is automated using this this agent. So that was one of the PRs that went out. The other one is in the data space. So this is something that we call the Strati.ai. It is a framework. So in data, there is a lot of, you can leverage a lot of workflows and all can actually be automated using AI. So that's a framework that we have built on top of existing frameworks that we have. In fact, this was done in response. We're working with a global consulting company, a management consulting company, and building it alongside with inputs from them. And this will help us basically get, so if you see, some of you must have heard of this thing, right, saying that AI, your AI is only as good as your data. So this is a platform that will help enterprises get their data in shape so that it is ready for the AI work that you can do on top of it. So that's another PR that went out, I think, a couple of weeks back. So these two, I think, are actually validations of some of the good AI work that we are doing, and we are also trying to productize these so that these can be taken to more customers in a more standardized form and help them accelerate driving value. Thank you, Niranjan. Back to you.
Thank you, Niranjan. So just to give you a perspective on the Phoenix product, what the products that are currently available in the market, which is something that the customer wanted us to use, was at best doing between 20 and 30% of the conversion, whereas, you know, the product that we have built is doing, you know, about 80% of the code conversion or modernization. So this is something that many legacy products out in the market could be transformed to the new age microservices based AI to the core using, like Karanjit said, agentic AI and with Claude is enabling us to do the conversion. From what we have heard is that, you know, the market charges a premium when it comes to this conversion. And, you know, when you have millions of lines of code, Karanjit, what is this customer that we are converting? How many lines of code is it?
This is about 4 million lines of code.
Okay. And typically, right, you know, thank you, Karanjit. So 4 million lines of code need to be converted. Typically, what we have heard in the market is anywhere between $1 to $2 is what the customers the IT companies are charging to convert the code. So that's give you a perspective of, you know, what the market conditions are as well as the what the market cost it is to convert these lines of code. And many people are doing, you know, once one does it, right, you know, the competitors are coming in and saying, okay, why can't we do it for us too? So that's how the market works, and, you know, just waiting for this war to end and things to take off everywhere in the world. Steve, back to you, Steve. Any other questions we have?
Yes, sir. We have one question from Vamshi at Genpak. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Vamshi.
How is the AI adoption in the company?
Karanjit, can you talk about that, Karanjit?
Sorry, can you repeat the question? I could not get it clearly.
How is the adoption of AI within the organization?
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, yes, we've been iteratively, you know, adopting AI, and, you know, we can happily say that at least from whatever we benchmark ourselves, we are on the leading edge of this. So about a year back, some of you, if you've been on our call, we spoke about, in fact, I started with basically leveraging AI in the QA as well as the product management space, which is like the whole writing stories, test cases, those kind of things. The next phase was development. In fact, we standardized on using Copilot for all our projects. But of course, this changes, and you know, Claude has been is having a little bit of a lead at this point. So we've been iterating, and also the project that I just spoke about, right, the whole AI-led modernization. So a lot of these things we iteratively keep experimenting with projects and then keep pushing back to all the projects. So we've been iteratively doing it and keep on adopting it. So we would like to believe that we are at the leading edge of this adoption. Interestingly, also related to that, a lot of our customers, I think Niranjan spoke about it, a lot of our customers, AI is being, we are having two kinds of conversations. So one conversations are around leveraging AI on their actual business cases. But interestingly, we are also having a lot of customers come back to us and saying, hey, tell us, how are you using AI in your own SDLC? And we have actually done a lot of workshops or, you know, two-way conversations with a lot of customers, where we have been basically making them aware of how we are leveraging this, and a lot of them actually have gone back. And so previously, customers were reluctant to use AI in their development, but I think most of them have gone past that, and seeing our adoption, they've come back saying that, hey, you know, even in the T&M engagements, they're pushing us saying, hey, here's the approval for getting licenses, and please have your teams leverage AI even in our work. So that's kind of been our experience. And of course, all these changes every like quarter, it keeps changing. Even the journey platform that I spoke about, we are developing it with not only as an AI native ground up platform, but also the SDLC is completely AI led, so that we can basically you know, make it faster time to market as well as be more productive.
Thank you, Karanjit. And just to talk about a little bit more than journey, since Karanjit brought it up, the initial estimates that were given was for 18 months to be completed. But using Claude and the agentic AI capability that we have built now, the expectation is that, you know, we would have 80% of the solution completed within one quarter, and then, you know, the next quarter is when you do all the finishing of it. So that gives you a perspective of, you know, the capability that we have built in-house, as well as, you know, what we're doing to leverage some of the tools that are out there in the market. And like Karanjit said, right, every quarter things change. We adopt to it. since, you know, we are what we call ourselves, and once we call Bond Digital, right? Now everything for us is AI and AI enablement to the core, not just talking about the superficial one. We're also taking AI to the core instead of just doing a slap-on. We do it from ground up, and that is giving us a lot of credibility in the market. The customers are coming back, like Karanjit was talking about, you know, how are you using this? Was this, you know, just telling us, oh, I build this use case. Now they're asking us, let's collaborate. Let's figure out how you can enable us and take AI to the core. So I want to stop here. And Steve, any other questions that we have?
No, sir, no further question. You can go ahead with your closing comments.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everyone, for joining our earnings call. We appreciate you showing continued faith in us. And in the next phase of our growth of taking AI and AI enablement and AI to the core, which is what we are focused on. And, you know, many, many customers, you know, are reaching out. The pipeline is increasing. It's just a matter of, you know, having, you know, one of these global conditions to stop, and then, you know, you should see the growth momentum coming back for us. Thank you, everyone, and looking forward to talking to you soon. I think, you know, the next one is probably going to be our AGM, but if there is, we have a June earnings too. So once the June earnings happen, the AGM is there. Looking forward to talking to you during the next earnings call and or the AGM. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Kelton Tech Solution Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.